The meditation that we're going to be doing is just on creating a safe inner space. So a lot of people, when they first start to think about meditation, they're coming to meditation because they're feeling maybe a little bit overwhelmed, they're feeling like a little bit stressed. So if you start to talk to them about some form of complex meditation, where there's a lot more information to kind of absorb, it can be even more, oh God, there's a whole bunch of new stuff that I've got to, you know, absorb, as well as all the stuff that I'm trying to deal with right now. So what I want to do initially is just a very, very simple exercise where we practice just creating a safe inner space for ourselves. So to create a safe inner space for yourself simply means that you decide for the next 10 minutes, let's say, or however long you've got, I am not going to allow any kind of negative or attack thoughts to kind of undermine my, you know, my self-image. I'm just going to allow myself to move into a state of beingness, to recognize the, you know, the particular state of my body and mind at this particular time, and allow my mind and body to start to heal and regenerate. Okay, so it's not so much that within this meditation you're going to be doing a lot of things, it's more just putting yourself in a space where you can connect to where you are right now, and from that point of connection, allow your mind and body to start to move into a kind of a healing and regenerative space quite naturally, without you having to do a whole lot. Okay, so let's just do this for, you know, just for a few minutes at the beginning. With meditation, you need to, it doesn't matter whether you sit on your chair or cross-legged, whatever you feel comfortable with. The main thing is your hips need to be open and relaxed. Yeah, so it doesn't matter whether you're on a cushion or on a chair. You need to have your hips need to be open and relaxed, and the alignment of your hips needs to be such that the upper body, your spine and your torso, can rise from the hips like a column. So if your torso is rising from your hips like a column, then the weight of your upper body, your head, your neck and your shoulders, can travel down the torso and the spine with a minimum of necessary muscle effort. So your lower back is going to be having to do a little bit of work to keep your posture erect, but otherwise, as far as possible, your posture is helping the neck, the shoulders, the chest to relax. But just align your spine and your torso in this way so that the upper body can be as relaxed as it possibly can be. I'd like you just to ask yourself the question, how does my body want to breathe right now in order to help it to relax? So just ask your body the question, how do you want to breathe right now in order to help yourself relax? Ask your body consciousness that question. And then just let your body set up a pattern of breathing that is going to help it to relax. You may want to breathe deeply, or it may want to breathe a little bit quicker. The main thing is you just tune into your body's awareness and allow it to show you what it needs to do to start relaxing. just let your body set up a natural pattern of breathing so you can feel it starting to relax, starting to unwind. And I want you to focus your attention now on your torso. And I want you to consciously bring your attention down into your belly area. Your lower belly area. If you like, you can place one of the palms of your hands on your lower belly area so you can feel there's just a slightly warm sensation of the hands on the belly. Place the other palm on top of the first hand. And focus on that sensation of warmth in the lower belly that the palm of your hand is creating. And then just feel your center of gravity moving down into the belly. You can feel any tension within the chest and the shoulders, just flowing gently down into the belly. Shoulders and the chest relaxing. So likewise, you'll feel any excess energy within the head and the brain and the face just gently starting to flow down through the neck and chest into the belly. The upper body is nice and relaxed, center of gravity nice and low in the belly. So, and if you want to keep your hands on the belly, that's fine. Otherwise, you can just put them down on your lap or on your knees. And what I want us to do now is just to make a decision to ourselves for the next 5 or so minutes. We're going to create a safe space within our mind, within our inner environment. So we're just going to set aside any worries or anxieties that you may have with regard to the future. Set aside any conflicts or difficulties that you may feel are coming from your past. Just realize that here I am now, fully in the present moment. And for the next few minutes, I'm going to take a time out, create a safe space, allow my mind and body to just to relax. You're going to ban all kinds of self-critical or attack thoughts within your mind. And just really get in touch with how you are and how you feel in the here and the now. Get in touch with your physical body. Get a sense of how it feels right now, any stress that is in there, any fatigue. And don't resist that fatigue if it's there or that stress. Just acknowledge fully that it's there. And just allow the body to relax. Feel the pain or the stress and just be with it. Give your body a little bit of love, a little bit of compassion. Similarly with your mind, just notice any kind of residual thoughts and feelings flowing through the mind. acknowledge them. Just let your mind know that it's in a safe space, a place where it can rest, where it can be sure. It won't be attacked, or a place where it can heal, start to heal, rest and regenerate. It's not like you're doing anything unusual in this meditation. You're just keeping yourself in the here and now, getting in touch with your mind and body, creating a safe space for them where they can really start to relax, start to rest, heal, and regenerate. You feel like you need a point of focus for your concentration. You can use just the basic awareness of your body and your breathing. It's okay to drift a little. If, as you are sitting within the present moment, within your safe space, you become aware of any areas of tension in your body, just use your awareness to start relaxing away those areas of tension. Feel yourself moving into that space of deeper and deeper rest, deeper and deeper present moment and security. You can feel yourself starting to connect to kind of a deeper sense of strength within yourself, almost like a deeper level of consciousness from which you can feel an energy rising and starting to flow through your mind and body, helping them to regenerate, helping them to heal, helping them to become stronger. So it's just by relaxing and allowing yourself to fully accept yourself in the here and now as you are, you'll find your mind will kind of almost automatically, if you can get into that state, it'll start to access a deeper level of awareness from which a type of regeneration starts to occur. Just for the last minute or so, just enjoy this space. Enjoy the safety, the security, and the connection to a new source of regeneration. Okay, so in your own time, without being in a rush, you can bring yourself into a full awareness of your physical body in the here and now, in the meditation space. And when you feel ready, open your eyes and bring the meditation to a close.